Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Okay, folks, thanks for joining me. Another show of Real Estate Realities. If you have questions throughout today's show, you have input, feel free to reach out, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. My name's Justin Hermes, owner of The Property Group. I want to help you create passive income in real estate. I want to help you make the right decisions when it comes to real estate. Like I said over some of the past shows, best decision right now may be to wait and see and stack money. Just talked with a radio listener the other day about that. So it's not simple buy. There is some timing involved, and there's ways you can get really hurt in this market. So pay attention to what you're doing. Be smart about things. Some of you, it's your largest asset, and it might be better for you to hold it another 2 to 3 years and rent your property out. So a lot of things we're going to talk about on today's show, and a lot of it is what's going on with these iBuyers or these ads you will hear. You even hear them here on KRDO. Guaranteed cash buyout your house. Guaranteed sold. We're going to dig in deep and see what that is all about. The iBuyer, instant offers online, those type of deals. We're going to pull back the curtains on that. So make sure you stick around into the next segment as we get into that. And we have Dan Ozinski joining us in the third segment talking about wire fraud, these land grabs that are going on. He's with Unified Title. So a lot of good topics on the docket for you today. And here's something I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you one of the biggest tips on taxes. If you're a small business owner, you can take advantage of this. If you're not, you can't. We have no bad this week, okay? It is all good. And it is the Augusta Rule. That's right, folks. Named after the golf tournament at Augusta. And what it is you can rent your house to your company for a company event, whether that be a lunch, a dinner, you know, a meeting, a weekend retreat, right? And you can rent this out as a business write-off. And you're going, no duh, Justin. Well, is that the meat of the story there? No, it doesn't stop there. This is where the kicker comes. Then you can pay yourself directly and avoid any income tax on that money. That's right. You heard that correct. Not only do you get the tax write-off for writing off the event, that's why they named this after Augusta, because this is people were renting out their houses to their companies for the tournament, hence the Augusta Rule, right? So you rent it out to your company, and then you get the income and the tax write-off, and there's no income tax on it. You have to prove its fair market value. You have to document what the event is for. All this is legal and ethical. It's just like why someone like Donald Trump doesn't pay federal or state income tax. It is because of these loopholes in the tax code that you should be taking advantage of because they're legal and ethical. It's called being a good tax planner with your money. So Augusta Rule, Google it, do some research. If you have questions about it and whether you could qualify for it, call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. I'll get you in touch with Wayne Given, Series 7 CPA. It helps many of you radio listeners, and he knocks the socks off of it when it comes to tax planning and keeping more money in your pocket. He's the one who brought this up to me and said, Justin, you got to start taking advantage of the Augusta Rule. That's it, folks. All good here today. Ways for you to save money. And if you first time tune in, Justin Hermes Property Group, located at Cascade, 305 South Cascade. And we help protect your greatest asset through property management. We have 20 spots left now. Well, actually 22. 22 spots left to take on for property management till we close our doors again as far as that service goes. If you have questions about building passive income, investing, whether now's the right time to sell, feel free to reach out over the break. 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We'll be right back as we talk about the secret behind these cash offers.
Are you ready for a cut?
They do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers. Backstabbers.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Real Estate Realities. Matt was apologizing to me. I love that because I can put one in the hamper there because when I run late, you know, I feel bad. Now I can say, hey, Matt, you were running late there. So I got a bonus point in the bank. So we're still on track, though, folks. We're talking about all these things you hear online. And if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true, folks. That's the first thing I want to tell you. If it seems a little fishy, probably is, right? And the best thing you can do when you're looking at doing one of these is interview realtors. I always interview 2 to 3 realtors, right? And how do you interview them? Well, ask some friends, right? That's the best way. Find somebody who's had a good experience, ask some friends, interview these realtors. Don't go find them online, right? I mean, that's tough. It's tough. You don't know who you're getting, right? You're kind of playing a little game of roulette. And so the first thing I'm going to talk to you about is these franchise cash buyers, these nationwide companies, iBuyers, Open Door, Zillow. Now, a lot of these have pulled back with the market uncertainty. OfferPad, though, that's one that's still buying properties. And they were real gung-ho about a year and a half ago. Zillow was buying a ton of properties here. And I've known that some of the buys are hilarious because they got so far upside down. They bought one in my dad's neighborhood. I know that one specifically. Good example. They bought that $50,000 over market and couldn't flip it, took a loss on it. That's why they're pulling back. They're not exposing themselves as much to the marketplace. And OfferPad, they're still doing some stuff, Open Door is, but they're more aggressive now on their margins than they've ever been, folks, because of the uncertainty. They have to make that much more. And so what does that look like? You go online, right? And, you know, you pop in your address and they start asking you questions about, you know, square footage finished and bed, bath, and if it's been remodeled. And then you'll come back to you and say, okay, you know, your house is, let's say it's worth $450, right, on the market. I'm telling you, it's worth $450, right? And after realtor fees, that's going to bring you down to, you know, let's see, $450, fast math, Hermes, come on. And that's going to bring you down to $420, right? And then you have these guys going, well, here's the deal. We're willing to pay $420. That's the first number it's going to pop in your screen, $420. And you're going, this is great, no hassle. Same thing I would get if I listed it on the market. Then all of a sudden you see here, oh, there's an acquisition fee. They're very careful. They don't use any words commissions, right? And you know with the consumers, they can play on words here. Acquisition fee of $20,000. Oh, okay, now you're down to $400. Still sounds pretty good, though. Oh, now there's a repair allocation. That's another $20,000. Oh, now there's a transfer cost of $10,000, and it just keeps, they reel you in, and it just keeps whittling it down further, and they will put you under contract, folks, a lot of these companies, with just showing an acquisition fee. So you're going, okay, I'm under $420, acquisition fees $20, and the ease and convenience, this is great. I'm getting $400,000. Then they do their inspection. They hit you for the repair allocation. Then they say, we have transfer costs on this, another $10,000 down, right? And so that offer that you're going, oh, I thought it was in at $400, all of a sudden they knock another $20, it's $380, all of a sudden another $10, you're at $370. And here's the thing, they get you in there. They get you in the middle of it, just like a lot of these lenders do, where they say, here's the rate. And you're going, this unbelievable rate. And they get you close to closing and they go, hey, you got to buy this rate. You didn't read the fine print. You got to pay $15,000 to buy the rate down. So they get you in thinking, we'll just nibble a little bit at the ankles at a time. We'll just a little bit at a time. And all of a sudden you're going, I've been through all this. I had the inspection. I had this done and I'm under contract and the transfer cost is only another $10,000. And, you know, the repair allocation, people justify it. All of a sudden they sold their asset for $420 down to $370. And it's $50,000 they lost. Not to mention, if you listed at $450, even though the market's a little slower, there still are a few houses where there's no exact signs of the market. You got a buyer who wants that house. Now all of a sudden they're going, hey, I'm willing to pay $10,000 over. So maybe even lost $60,000. That is probably one of the worst moves you can make, is doing the online deal. There's no interface, right? So when I rank these, that is number one, the worst. The iBuyer situation with Opendoor, Zillow, OfferPad. We then work our way down to the local house flippers, the guys who are door knocking, right? They're going door to door. They're attacking people who maybe just had a recent eviction. They're attacking people who are, you know, in the foreclosure process. They're attacking people with estates. I've never done this. Not a way you want to build your business, in my opinion. It's really preying on the consumer, right? And so at least they're more straightforward. You're dealing with, you know, somebody face to face. But here's the other thing that you have to worry about with people like this too, because the market, there's still some house flippers making poor purchases. And you have nobody representing you on this. You better make sure you disclose properly. Because I have seen it lately where house flippers have actually come in, they've purchased a house, and they're purchasing it for the same number, 370, 360, right? The same deal we're talking, the 450. But then all of a sudden they can't make their money they want to make. They start working on the house, ripping down walls and reconfiguring, and all of a sudden there's mold. Or they do a meth test, and all of a sudden there's meth. And they're going, well, we're not going to make our numbers now. We're going to sue the seller because they didn't disclose. There's information they knew about, whether they talked to neighbors, whether they talked to law enforcement, and said there was stuff they didn't disclose here. All of a sudden, the house tests positive for meth, and they're coming back saying, we want our money, right? So that's something you have to be careful of when you're working one-on-one with a house flipper. You have to make sure all your ducks are in a row as far as paperwork goes, okay? But positives are you're at least dealing with somebody straightforward, but still, they're going to get it for a song and a dance. They're making money. They are going to take that asset from you, and they're going to make money on it because you're too lazy to go the full nine yards and actually expose it to the full marketplace. Okay, now we move on. That is number two. So one worst one is iBuyers. Two is the local house flipper because their margins will be massive. Number three, this is local realtors, right? And they have to keep in mind, folks, they have to disclose if they're licensed realtors in the contract. Okay. And here's how a lot of this works, because it feeds into this where you hear online, guaranteed cash buyout. Your home's sold guaranteed. Well, that sounds great. How does that work? Well, they come in and they say, we're going to list your house at 450. And then when it doesn't sell, they're going to come at you with the angle of, well, minus realtor fees. And well, there's a risk fee on our end that we have to allocate. And then there's repair fees, right? And then we have to have, they throw in administration fees, transfer fees, and they're going, we're down to 370, but we'll do it guaranteed. Like we said, well, no duh. You're buying a house for 20% off the market. Of course it's your home sold guaranteed because you're taking people for a ride. They're not coming in going, oh, at 450, sure, we'll buy it for what we listed it for. Not from the research I've done. So be very careful, because you could be picking a realtor off the fact that there's this guarantee and you don't even know what it is until you're already in bed with them. You've already signed documents and you haven't read the fine print. The best realtors in this town, you can look statistically, none of them offer a your home sold guarantee. None of them do. The top 100 realtors in the PPAR, none of them offer a guaranteed buyout because they know it's not a good thing for the consumer. So that is right in there, top three, local realtors, guaranteed cash buyouts, okay? Number four, as we progress here to less and less worries, right? Less and less issues, is the long-term hold buyer who's going in. I'm going to come in. I'm going to long-term hold the property. I'm going to rent it for 15, 20 years. Yes, I still want a good deal, but I don't have to make the margins because I'm not trying to turn around and flip it in a matter of months. So it may be I'm buying the property at 420 because there is no transfer fees that have to be in. There is no repair fees. They're going, I'm happy. I'm getting it 30 grand under market. If you're going off market, that's your best scenario, is a long-term hold buyer who doesn't have to rake you over the coals as far as margins go. Number five is what you should be doing if somebody is in your corner is putting it on the market, exposing it to all the realtors, every buyer in the marketplace. That is how you get highest and best. And that is what I've told you, the radio listeners, is put it on the market. Okay? If this whole pitch of no appraisal, cash, it's fast, no closing costs, no inspection, no realtors. You even have Amazon saying you can buy a portion of houses here. Expose it to the whole marketplace, because even in this market, We could be wrong, and it could go $50,000 over ask. And a lot of time when I tell people their house value, I'm on the low side because I like it to be, hey, let's use conservative numbers, and if it goes higher, icing on top rather than over-promising and under-deliver. So stay away from at least the top three for sure, folks, that I listed. Four, maybe it might work for a scenario where someone needs a rent back, right? There's certain scenarios where a long-term hold buyer could make sense. But number five is always going to be your best bet, and that is exposing it to the full marketplace. Hopefully, I've helped you clear the waters here, and you're seeing things more clearly, not getting caught up in all these sound too good to be true pitches that you even hear on a radio station like KRDO. Push them to the side. Dano's going to talk to you about fraudulent stuff that is going on in title and stuff you need to be aware of. Questions over the break, call me 232-1063. We'll be right back.
That grass that we've been standing on ain't getting any greener. And that fat that we've been chewing on just keeps on getting leaner. We hem and haw about how we ought to head for something bigger. And babe, I think it's time we put our finger on the trigger. It's go.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
We ain't gotta have a ticket and it don't matter what we use. A freight train or jet plane. Motorcycle or Mustang. There's no time like gold time.
Okay, folks, we're into the third segment here on Real Estate Realities. Good thing we were on a break there. Dana was, he was saying some questionable stuff. I'm not sure they would have aired it on KRDO here.
Mic is live. Bad Dan. Bad Dan.
You know, I did learn that. I got yelled at by a guy who used to work here, 3 years ago. He said every mic is live. And so.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we're talking about bad things that can happen. That's why Dano was talking that way, because it's kind of scary when you hear about wire fraud. You hear about people getting ripped off when it comes to their largest asset, which is real estate. So, Dano, what are some of the top things you guys see and ways to avoid those things?
So when it comes to like fraud, we're talking title fraud, right? Mortgage fraud. Two common scams are identity theft and then, of course, like I mentioned, mortgage fraud. Wire fraud, I think everybody has heard about that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty simple. That's they get access to unprotected email. They watch that email and then wait when the timing is right, when the closing comes. They initiate or imitate the lender. And then what they do is they gather information and they either A, provide a different routing number, and look at what happens to the funds. Hello. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
And it's crazy, too, because people think, no, I'll be okay, and they just reverse that wire back. No, a lot of time that's going off to an offshore account.
It is.
And you can't get the money back.
It is. There have been instances that we've been able to stop it.
Yeah.
If we know in time that something like that has happened, communicate immediately. If you think you made a mistake, because I know what it's like. You're trying to get through emails. You want to get stuff done. You may not be thinking clearly or whatever. You respond to one thinking, okay, that is, you know, my title company or whoever, my lender, and you respond with that information. If all of a sudden you've got something hitting you in the pit of your stomach, make that call.
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed.
So you've been able to stop it, but if it goes through, you're not getting the money back.
No fun. Yep.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Bank emails. Call title even. Double check to see if something's legit.
Always good to call and email.
Yep.
Both. Even if you're really nervous, just go down to the physical location and do it in person.
Yeah. And never send any banking information or personal information via email.
Yes.
It's pretty simple stuff to help prevent it. But they are getting sneakier and sneakier all the time.
Yeah. There was a year there where it was getting pretty bad. We had somebody in our company who had their email hacked. They were hacking the realtor's emails in our company.
Yes.
And sending stuff out. So.
Yes. We have these conversations with realtors all the time.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
So it's stuff you got to stay on top of. Anything else?
Yeah, this one is fairly recent. Now, that was the number one fraudulent thing that goes on. The second one is really coming of age. We're dealing with it more and more in Colorado than most other states, which I just found out recently. It's called vacant land fraud or property fraud.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've heard that on the radio.
Kind of cool. Or not cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting the way that they actually go about this whole deal.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, might try it out.
Well, the cool thing is, I should say, is the steps we've put in place to help prevent this.
Okay.
And the fact that we were able to get on the cutting edge of this or the front edge of this before it got out of control.
Yeah.
So that's a good part. And once again, this is targeting realtors, but it's also targeting landowners as well. So they'll receive calls, text, emails, that kind of stuff to, you know, sell your property. They ask if you reside at a property. That's the key phrase to look out for. And then after that information is designated, they ask you to sign any document so they can closely match your signature on a fraudulent deed. Yeah, that's what they do. They pull this information, or they take a look at your signature, your most recent signature, by requesting something be signed or sent to them.
And well, how does that all handle out a title when you come in, you do a wet signature? Or is they looking cash deals here, so they're doing online?
Well, that's the stuff that we have in place to be able to double check that. Of course, our title search and that kind of stuff is really important. If there's anything that's recent on there, we are double checking everything. So there's a number of other steps that I don't want to get into detail right now, but it's
because they're really, even cooler.
Yes,
than what you were mentioning.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, this is done so that the scammers can get a mortgage on the property. So, you know, some ways to prevent it, if you want to know, make sure you have title insurance. This protects buyers against defects in the title. Through the title search, we can find out if there's liens or anything like that currently on the property. And I already mentioned that. Protect and monitor your identity and credit. Be suspicious if you have any calls or communication in general requesting info about your property. Be smart about it. And more or less, just don't trust anybody or through the phone without knowing who they are. Pretty simple stuff, but sometimes we can get busy and we can get distracted and something like that can happen, or you might be anxious. Oh, I'm going to be able to sell this or do whatever.
So, yeah. And I've heard of some realtors getting caught up in this. They had some properties listed and the vacant land deal.
Yeah. Thankfully, I don't know any of that. And it ended up being a problem for them, but they ended up spinning their wheels. They thought they had something going on and it sounded legit. They did all this work for weeks and then to find out that
Hermes
it was a scam.
Is behind it. And he's frauding me.
Yeah.
My real estate buddies, I figured I'd mess with them.
Yeah. So those are the two. I mean, those are the major ones out there. And like I said, that land grab one seems to really like Colorado, the state of Colorado.
Maybe that's because they figure there's a certain percentage of people that smoke so much pot that they feel like they probably have a better chance of pushing something fraudulent through.
That is something I didn't even think of.
I think that's it,
dude. I mean, I think either that or just a lot of people from out of state owned property out here. Who knows?
Yeah.
So,
Well, maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, could be both. But it's
that's
like
what you get when you're in a 420 state. They're doing land grabs here now.
Yeah. So it's just you have to be constantly be aware. That's what it comes down to.
How's your guys' business? What are you seeing in the market?
We're doing fairly well. I mean, obviously we're dealing with the slowdown like everybody else. We saw a slight uptick last month. This month, we are hoping to duplicate that and then hopefully improve it.
So. I think you had a good month last month because you had rates dip about 45, 60 days before that, correct?
Yeah.
Because I had about 10 closings last month. That's probably the best month I've had all year.
Well, you're rocking it
people
all the time.
But people were buying the dip.
Yeah.
You know, month before that, I think I only had like 3 closings, Dano, and then all of a sudden it went to 10 because the rates dipped and people jumped in.
Yeah.
You know, but we know the refi business is kind of gone, really.
I just got a couple in. I think people are starting to accept it.
Well, there and there's some people who still have the credit card debt at 20-something percent, and they're going, okay, I mean, 8% cash out refi, at least I'm consolidating debt. So there might be some of that out there, and you get seniors who are doing a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, or there's some people out there that, you know, may have equity in their home, but they don't have it anywhere else. They've got a bunch of maxed out credit cards, and they're just like going, okay, we can't keep up with this or what have you. So that's maybe what's happening as well.
Yeah, good thoughts there. Really is. It's interesting how month to month it's like a yo-yo, isn't it, the market?
It is. Just,
every week is.
It is. I think, you know, as we approach the holidays and as we approach the next year, I think we're going to see some softening in that when it comes to some of the rates and stuff. So
we're going to hold you to that.
Yeah, that's just what I'm thinking because it's an election year.
Yeah,
you know,
I know what you're
that's
saying.
That's when we usually see the dip in fuel prices and all sorts of other stuff to make things look a little bit better than
yeah, although
they are,
I did hear that Joe Biden's riding a scooter now around D.C., so he is actually, he's not that in tune with fuel price anymore because he's getting like 80 miles the gallon on that.
Really? So yeah. So it's a gas-powered scooter.
It is. Yeah, I could have sworn he was going to do it. On it, too. Okay. I think he's confused. It's half solar, half, I don't know. It is interesting. He's wearing a helmet, though.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Yeah, I want to see how that spinned.
Yeah, I'll show you some videos.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Talk about fraudulent. Someone ripped him off on the solar scooter. It's actually gas.
Oh, my gosh. They're telling him the wrong stuff. I mean, you'd figure by the noise he'd understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd figure he'd know, you know, the first sign of getting ripped off working in the U.S. government, you know, he would know what that looks like.
Yeah. There's been a couple times I've been fooled. I see this bike going down the street just going like, you know, you know what out of you know where.
Yeah.
And I don't really hear anything until I open up my window. Then I hear the yeah. Oh, that's why he's going so fast. Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
That's a realtor late to a listing.
Yeah.
Dana, we appreciate you coming on. Those are some good tips there for people. The major takeaways would be follow up with a phone call, you know, double check the emails and make sure you're paying attention. If it seems too good to be true and it's a land deal, you see it online, there might be something fishy.
Absolutely. And make sure that you protect your identity.
Yeah.
Get some kind of identity theft software, something like that, that helps you protect you a little
What's
bit
What's the number down at Unified? People have questions.
Sure. My direct line, if you want to talk to me, my name is Dan Osinskin with Unified. Title is 719-351-9705. And you can feel free to contact me right off the bat.
All right, folks, that's it. Thanks so much for joining us. Most important thing, use the gifts God has given you. Bless others. Don't be negative. Find the joy in life and bring it upon your company today. We'll be right back here next Sunday at 10:30 and again at 1. Justin Hermes, 232-1063.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you what about it when I see you again.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you what about it when I see you.